Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the LSO Truth Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO exclamation point. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, a yearly calendar, playing cards, and so much more. I'm also the host of the Lowlist Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist and inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has all the, I'm getting choked up on my saliva. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and make you want to try every single thing she says. So don't be afraid to be addicted. The key thing is, and you'll like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with the freedom to enjoy. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has the right scene set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through seasoned words to add spice to your life. You can make each poem or story your own and tantalize your fantasies. Make them a reality. Why? Because you deserve it. Get an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate in all the right spots. Erotica worth trying. And not only do you try it, you enjoy it. Those words are designed to magnetize your inner character, creating the escape you so long for. Takes you to those places beyond your imagination, offering peace in the moment. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO promises to never disappoint you and give you limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, call in with your answers. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. I have paddles, I have whips, so let's get it popping. This evening's topic is single and sex in the city. Check yourself. Well, y'all know how we do it. LSO don't do it by herself every week. She got her rider, her sharp suit with her. We have Miss K on the line. We have Miss K on the line. Come on, Miss K, give it to us. Yeah. See.
Wait a minute.
I can't be getting it in. Don't make me start talking. Because you know, like, young ones, since they hear something, the booty just start going. Miss K, what's good, baby? Miss K, are you okay? Just asking.
I'm good. I'm allowing myself to be part of the ebb and flow of love and allowing it to bring in and take away the things that are needed and not needed.
Okay.
Beautiful thing.
Are you ready for tonight's show?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting because I don't know where I get the questions from. But then I have to realize I have to answer these same questions that I'm asking you as well. So I'm like, well, damn, all up in my business, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, let me put my phone on vibe. My phone is just going.
I was like, well, damn, I can't give all of it to this. I got to wait.
You know, but, you know, in the same token, the same way I ask these questions of you, I'm not shying behind the questions and not answering them. So the same way y'all come at me with full transparency, ta-da, you're getting my full transparency right back. Just know that, you know, being single is not necessarily a bad thing. This gives you time, you know, some self-time, and it prepares you for your next relationship and helps you to know what it is you want in your next relationship and what it is you're actually looking for. Because some people actually just want to date and or want to be boyfriend or girlfriend, or some people just don't even want a title. They just want to do whatever it is that they want to do. But you may or may not know all of what you want, but for sure you should learn what you don't want so that when you're ready, you're prepared, and you can just, you know, dive right on in to whatever the situation is, whether it be friendship, courtship, fuckship, whatever type of ship it is, just make sure it stays afloat and it doesn't sink. That's the key thing, y'all. Wow. And you'd think I would have had the question queued up. But the first question is, how would you describe your personality? You know, and I hate when those questions come up because it's like, I don't know. I don't see myself as much as others see me. And then sometimes I may see myself and I'm totally different from what others see of me. But in the group, we had a gentleman put laid back with a dash of magic, a young lady mysterious, a gentleman multi-level, another gentleman engaging, another gentleman said the multiverse, a young lady put colorful, I like that. And we had another young lady just sucking an icy pop. You know, the icy pops that the, well, this wasn't a twin one, but this was a single one with the blue, white, and red. And I was like, okay, I see you got your little sucking skills up on point. But she came back and put, nah, my personality is humbled and chilled. Another young lady, she put mean, and ex called me that. He said kept a diary of all the mean things you did to me. My response, only one diary. I am so mad at you for that. But that would be me too. I was told I was mean as well. I don't care. But I can be mean, but it's usually if you come at me first, I'm not going to automatically give it to you. But if I'm automatically giving you a meanness for me, that's because your energy is totally off. And it's meshing. It's not meshing with mine. So I'm like, if I show no interest, then, you know, I don't have to worry about you. And another young lady, she put, indescribable. So, Miss K, how would you describe your personality?
How would I describe my personality? Woo! I could say I don't know. I think I could be a Sour Patch Kid.
Oh, that's that sweet and sour all in that same little suck.
Yes,
that first pull just locked right up in the right up under the chin. Right, I'm pointing to it like y'all can see me. One day I'm gonna go live so y'all can see what I do behind the scenes.
I think I could be I don't think I'm like the worst. Like, I think if you have different flavors, like whatever would be the worst flavor, I don't think I'm that. But I think
we call you a Jolly Rancher? Because, you know, some Jolly Ranchers can be sour too, but they sweet as can be. And, you know, you get that
as long
good
as I got cherry in there. As long as there's part
cherry.
Make it part cherry.
Make it part cherry. Okay.
Make it part cherry and all the part lemon. A little bitter,
unbelievable.
A little sour.
Yeah, you know, I think we all have that touch of sour in us.
Of course.
And you need to
have that because that's like the adrenaline
rush right there.
You have to.
I think we all need to have that.
But having that part is actually you just establishing boundaries and establishing standards. And people don't understand it because a lot of times people will tread over other people's boundaries or people just don't even have them. But when you have
true.
To be sour, it's usually because you're letting a person know, hey, 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 you cannot tread here. You know, so either
right.
respect what I'm saying or we're going to have to work something out that's different.
See,
you know?
But, you know, people test the waters all the time. And then some
all
people try to come at you the way that they want. They come at you sideways. And they think
mm-hmm.
it's okay, or they treat you the way that they've treated other people and think they
other.
Can carry that
mm-hmm.
over to you, and you're going to
yep.
accept that. Nah, we're not doing that. Respect
Nobody's
me
doing that.
As I respect
Nobody
you so that,
right.
you know, everything will be all right.
We don't have time.
So,
LSO. Then again, well, and also in addition to that, as adult, I shouldn't have to teach you that.
But some people don't know, so you can't
say because you're an adult. Yes, I can. And that's part of my boundary. So as part of my boundary, if I have to teach your black ass that, I don't need you
Uh-oh.
In my space. Yes, that's where you get the limit.
Ta-da,
you're going to get the lemon.
Oh, Jesus.
If I have to teach you that because I'm sure you don't want that for yourself. So don't try to.
But you never know. You never know what people want. You'd be surprised some of the darndest things people want and or accept in the name of just wanting to be a part of something. So you never know.
But you know what I've noticed? You know what I noticed? People that put out those things are usually the ones that don't want that back. Have you ever noticed that?
A lot of times, yeah.
Right. Right. So
but and that could have been something they saw or something they experienced growing up. And
but they knew
they
didn't like it.
Could also be their way of lashing out.
They may not have liked it,
but they feel it's their way of getting back at what was done to them by taking it out on someone else.
Well,
and that's not
the
right thing to do.
Go
yeah,
to the source.
I totally agree. Go exactly. I
go
totally
to
agree with you. LSO, how would you describe your personality?
See?
I would say my personality is charming, bubbly at times, knowledgeable, loving. Some people say I'm flirty, and I don't think I'm flirty. Excuse me, what'd you say?
Sour Patch Kid.
I am not a Sour Patch Kid, but if you cross me, you know, you would get some lemons squeezed.
Hey.
But,
are you mango and lemon?
Flirty.
Are you a mango and lemon?
I'll probably strawberry.
Strawberry.
Or, you know, I can be a Starburst because, you know, a Starburst is sweet
Ooh.
Just enough. And, you know, if you get that one good suck from a Starburst, it's like, damn. So, yeah, I'm a Starburst.
What
maybe
are you
doing?
You know what, whatever. You talk about sweet, that's just sweet.
Nah.
And you know what?
No, I'm always sweet.
Boo.
I'm usually always sweet. I say usually always. When I'm anything other than sweet, that's because that's the energy that you gave me and I'm just reciprocating. Other than that, because I feed off of energy too. So
mm-hmm,
if you come
mm-hmm.
at me like that, then I'm going to give you back that. But then sometimes you have to stand down because I always try to think about, you never know what's going on in somebody's mind or what happened during the course of the day with someone. So sometimes you have to just sit back, even if they come at you sideways, just sit back and, you know, you just pick your battles, know when to let it go and when to give back that same energy. That's all. Next question. What do you believe is most important for your happiness in your life? We had a young lady, she put peace of mind, gentleman, understanding of the now. Another young lady, being able to communicate with your mate and money, LOL. A gentleman, God before everything else, he supplies my needs. He sure does, and your wants too. Another young lady, peace, a gentleman, peace. A young lady put my connection with myself. And that young lady would be Miss K. Miss K, would you like to add on? So what do you believe is most important for happiness in your life?
Oh, definitely my connection with myself. And the reason why I said that is because without knowledge of self, you're going to be lost. you're going to basically be flying by the seat of your pants. You know, you're going to, like, give in to other people's whims and other people's directions and other people's moods and other people's feelings and, you know, just absorbing a whole lot of other stuff if you don't have a connection with yourself. So, of course, it's my connection with me, you know, and that always helps to pull me back in and when I'm feeling like I'm flying by the seat of my pants because of circumstances. I have my connection with myself. I can be gentle with me and not so judgmental and harsh, which is something that a lot of us do because we don't have a connection with ourselves. You know, we don't have a connection.
Some people don't know how to be gentle with themselves because they're always critiquing themselves so harshly for whatever the reason. So in cases like that, I would suggest when you're trying to discipline yourself or show yourself a different way, try talking to yourself in a mirror so that you can see your facial expressions, you can see the body language, and it'll probably change your tone too, that, you know, of how you speak to yourself or how you judge yourself or how do you make decisions or how do you plan. Because if you're looking harshly in the mirror and, you know, down in yourself, that image is hitting you right back. And it's going, you know, take you aback. But if you put a smile on your face and talk kind, you may take your criticism as being constructive. It'll be constructive criticism as opposed to bashing yourself or putting you in some other form of not being happy. LSL, what do you believe is most important for your happiness in your life? Doing what I love to do. Writing, traveling, spending time with the family, all of those things make me happy. And even spending time by myself, that makes me happy just as well. I am so content with being in the house by myself that it's like no joke. Last week, I went out Saturday. My niece and I, we hung out, went grocery shopping, did whatever. I didn't go back out my house again until Friday. Yes, I stayed in the house all that time, and I enjoyed being in my house. I was called to come out and want to do things, and I'm like, nope, it's germs outside. I can stay in my house and have a good old time. I don't need to be out ripping and running. And it also, you know, is less wear and tear on my body. You know, COVID has shut me down. Not saying I had COVID. But because COVID is outside and running rampant, it gave me time to be in the house and not do anything because I was always ripping and running, doing something for someone, or even if it's for myself, I was always busy. And by the time I really get to spend time with myself, I'm too tired to spend time with myself. And then I get back up and start all over. The weekends just stay busy. So now, give me the opportunity, and I am in my house and enjoying it. So, what motivates you in life? We had a gentleman put my daughter, a young lady put my son, a gentleman put with my mom's watching over me, just making her proud each day, and Miss K put my family and my clients. Do you care to add more on why do your clients motivate you? What is it about your clients that motivates you?
What about my is that I have something that can help them. You know, I have information and I have life lessons that I can impart that can help them navigate through some difficult times that they may be going through.
Okay. Well, LSO.
Spreading the love. Spreading the love.
What motivates you in life? Well, knowing that when I open up my eyes, I have a chance to live. I have another chance. I have another chance to get it right. I have another chance to make corrections of what happened prior to that moment that I opened up my eyes and started a new day. It shows that I was blessed to go at it again for another day, because we all take it for granted. Well, you know what, let me not say we all. I'm going to speak for me. I used to take things for granted that I'm supposed to wake up in the morning and I'm supposed to be able to have use of my limbs in the morning. And everything is like, it's supposed to happen because it happened yesterday. So I'm supposed to get all these things again today. And that's not necessarily true. For me, because of God's grace and mercy, I'm able to do those things. And he blesses me in abundance even when I don't deserve it. But yet he still opened up doors for me and make a way for me. So I don't take things for granted anymore, because opening up my eyes, a lot of people, you know, thought the same thing, that they was going to wake up today and they didn't. So, you know, opening up my eyes in a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Let's shine on. Listen, let's get it popping. Okay.
Linda.
What did you say, Miss Kay?
Listen, Linda.
Oh, Samantha. Oh, this is, you made me say that. It made me think of my great nieces, because everything is always a whine at the end. And like, Samantha, you know, every little single thing. And that cracks me up. So now I find myself doing that as well. And then when I communicate with them the same way they're communicating with me like that, they look at me like, why are you talking to me like that? Ta-da! You're doing the same thing to me. But what's the difference? What's the difference?
What?
I had the opportunity this weekend. I know I'll be all over the place. But I did have the opportunity this weekend to spend time with my nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephew. It's been over a year since all of us been together. And we went out and we celebrated my great niece, her 21st birthday. And she actually danced with me, so that was the highlight. I don't care about anything else. She danced with me because she's always so shy and don't want to do nothing. I'm like, girl, I know you'd be out there partying with your friends. But she was like, no, I don't do that. Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. But she's turned out to be such an amazing young lady. So I would always call her princess. So now I have to transform over and call her a queen. But, you know, because, you know, she's still in that stage. So I may still can get away with calling her princess a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Miss Kay, what you over there eating? Because you sound like you eating something.
I'm not eating anything.
I'll be out. But what were you eating?
Listen, I'm not eating anything. I wasn't eating anything. Nothing.
Let me see, Miss Kay.
What you want to see? What you supposed to be seeing?
I don't know. Yeah, y'all, Miss Kay be trying to do stuff on a sneeze, I eat on a sneak tip.
Man, man. Ain't nobody doing no Sniz Nae, nothing.
All right. Next question. What are you most passionate about? A gentleman put living to the fullest. Another gentleman put progress. And Miss K put my growth. Why your growth, Miss K? What did you grow from? What did you grow into? How have you seen your progress?
Oh, man. Leaps and bounds. I mean, I think moving, which cut off a lot of distractions. So when you move and you're moving to an area where you don't have a lot of people that you know and you don't have family around you, what it does is it puts you in a position of having to get to know yourself on a deeper level.
Mm.
And then when you don't have a significant other, you really are forced to deal with things on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there are things that in my past relationships, knowing what I know now, I would have never been with those people.
But see,
and,
that was your experience.
Or,
that's what you're supposed to experience.
Right. But and or not only
mm-hmm.
not maybe, and if I were to be with them, there are a lot of situations I would have handled a lot differently.
Mm.
There would have been a different outcome in all of those situations. So out here has given me a better perspective on my past. It's given me a better perspective on myself. It helped me to see why I entertain the people that I entertain, not so much who I attracted, because you can't control who you attract, but you do control who you entertain.
Absolutely.
So it just put me in a better position to get on track with myself and see self-preservation and raise my standards and, you know, see myself in a different light where I can look at myself and say, okay, I know who you are now. I can see you now. I recognize you. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes we got to take a step back and
mm-hmm.
look from the outside in rather than feeling from the inside out and evaluate
mm-hmm.
ourselves, because when you start looking from the outside in and seeing what other people are seeing, you may not like what it is you're giving off.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to check yourself often. And checking yourself doesn't mean being hard on yourself. Checking yourself just means, you know, making adjustments that's needed in your life so you can be a better person for yourself. Forget other people.
Mm-hmm.
Be a better person for yourself so that, you know, other people can see what you exhibit. Man, listen, Linda.
Linda.
LSO, what are you most passionate about? I am most passionate about my writing. I enjoy writing. Like for the 2020 pandemic, I found myself doing more writing for obituaries. And even though it was a sad occasion because it was the loss of someone, it was very
mm-hmm.
soothing for me because majority of the people I did not know. And I just wrote from my heart and just wrote something. And then when I submitted it to the family was like, oh, my gosh, this is so the person. And I was just like, oh. So that God had laid all the words on my heart and sent it down through the pen, and I typed it up. And it takes me like a matter of a couple of minutes. Sometimes I ask like one word, give me one word about the person, and I go from there. Then other times I just write whatever it is, whatever comes to mind, I just write and show it and give it. And the families have been very, very thankful for that, you know, as far as for it to be a conclusion to conclude out their services, and we need something so heartfelt. But, of course, y'all know we have to play some music. So I'm going to leave y'all with this question. What do you think your purpose in life? What do you think is your purpose in life? So don't go nowhere. Go and get some water like what I'm going to do and come right on back, okay? We'll be back.
The coach, put me in the game. From your head to your feet, ooh, you're so sexy, girl, and still top of the sheet.
Better with the lights on.
Better with the lights on. Make a movie. Can I kiss you right there? Kiss you right there. Ooh, it's so wet, wet. Baby, lay back, close your eyes.
Tell me how you like
come
it.
And get this big surprise. Sit from your head to your feet. Ooh, it's so sexy, girl. And stay on top of the sheet.
Better with the
light. Oh, better with the light.
I think I'm gonna write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sex. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this minute. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I could still see you be the one I do good by.
goodbye. So it's never goodbye. Baby, I just see you later when I hug your curve like the size of an Emmy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Excuse me. Welcome back. Welcome back. Did y'all just hear LSO hiccup? Oh, God. I was drinking water. Like I told y'all to go and get something to drink. I had something to drink, too. I had some water. And as you see, I had the hiccups. I had the hiccups. But when we left y'all off with the... Oh, gosh. I have hiccups bad now. What are you most passionate about? No. That wasn't it. Is what do you think is your purpose in life? Oh, my gosh. I have hiccups bad and it hurts. Well, we had a gentleman put, still trying to figure it out. A young lady put, I have multiple purposes. And that young lady would be Miss K. So, Miss K, do you care to elaborate on your multiple purposes? And how did you find out what your purpose? Oh, gosh, I have the hiccups and it hurt. What your purpose in life is?
Poor Pootie got hiccups and they hurt.
Yeah.
I think at each maybe you need to mute yourself while I talk and get some water or something. I think you have different purposes at different stages in your life. I don't think it's one particular thing. I think as you grow and evolve, they change. You know. Mm-hmm. I know when I was younger, I started out, you know, wanting to help people and just help counsel people and things of that nature. And then it expanded into the type of counseling I wanted to do, which was domestic violence and crime victims. And then from there, it expanded to me working in a police precinct for about 3.5 years as a domestic violence coordinator. And then from there, it jumped into working with developmentally challenged adults. So it's jumped around, and then it jumped around again when I wanted to get into holistic practitioning, and I became a holistic practitioner, and I worked from home for about 8 years. But then I went back into my counseling and, you know, then from there, becoming an author. So I think it changes. As you grow and evolve, it changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a fair thing. I honestly do not know what my purpose is. I'm still learning because I think something is my purpose. And I was like, then I'll say to myself, this can't be a purpose. This could be in the right now, but this is not my purpose of the end all, be all. And at one time, I believed, excuse me, that my purpose was to help others. And then I said, that can't be my purpose where, you know, I'm constantly just helping everyone. And that's my life. My life has to be more than just being accessible to helping others and caring for others. I said, that can't be my life, because if it was, then I would have been like in a healthcare profession or someone like that. And considering I'm not, that's not my purpose. That's not my calling. So I don't quite know it, but I just enjoy seeking what it is. And I need to find out sooner than later, because I'm soon to be older in a couple of months. So, I want to live in my purpose, and I'm not even sure if I'm actually living in my purpose, because for me, when you're living in your purpose, you're happy, you're excited. So maybe my purpose is just writing and, you know, just writing all different genres of whatever it is, whether it's inspirational, whether it's empowerment, whether it's erotica, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, and then anthology, a biography, whatever. So maybe that is my purpose. I just don't or did not know it. I'm not sure, so I'm going to leave it as still learning. What do you do to combat negative thoughts in your life? Well, we had a gentleman put, pray and refocus my thoughts. Young lady, think about how God has positioned me in such a great place. And gentlemen put masturbation. A young lady put pray about it and tell the devil to move on. Another young lady put I pray. Another young lady put repent and pray that God tear every stronghold down and break every yoke that is not of him, asking for restoration of the mind. A gentleman put listen to positive music. Young lady gardening. Young lady yoga and meditation. Another young lady with prayer. Another young lady remembering all of my blessings. A gentleman tell them no. And another gentleman put sit by the water, smoke, and relax. So, Miss K, what do you do to combat negative thoughts in your life?
Wow. Okay. So, I listen to... I'm a big music head, so I love listening to music. I love singing, so I will play music, and that helps me. I try to get into the things that bring me comfort and bring me peace. So music is definitely one of them. I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my passion is in cooking, so I'll pour my passion into the food that I make. And those are the two main things, like I in my writing. So I'll write, and I have a program that's coming out probably in a month called Queen, Let's Fix Your Crown. So I've been pouring my efforts into that. That's mm-hmm. very much a passion project where I'm helping women to reestablish who they are, you know, and not needing to be defined by anyone else. With all the negativity that's going on, you know, women, we have to reestablish who we are and reestablish our voice in order to have what it is that we want.
Right.
So that's where my focus is and my passion is in this new project.
Okay.
Yeah.
LSO, what do you do to combat negative thoughts in your life? I write, I sing, I dance, I pray, mm-hmm. I scream mm-hmm. sometimes. Sometimes I cry. I plan. I strategize. Sometimes I sit and draw or doodle. Believe it or not, I used to draw when I was younger, and when I did some purging and cleaning, I looked in my notebooks throughout college. And in my notebooks, because I'm a Mickey Mouse fan, I love Mickey Mouse. Every other page in all of my notebooks had some form of Mickey Mouse or some form of drawing or doodling on my pages. And I'm just like, wow. I'm not going to say I stuck with the habit of drawing, but if I get real comfortable and lackadaisical, I'll just sit and just start sketching or drawing things and, like, go into a whole new zone for myself. So those are some of the things that I would do to get those negative thoughts out. How does it feel to be your age and single, for those who are single? Well, we had a gentleman put... I feel fine. I don't quibble over what God decided was for me. A young lady put, I don't like it one bit. It's lonely. Not that I'm not okay being alone, but I would like someone to bounce ideas off of, receive guidance and support. The occasional forehead just works wonders. I'm assuming she means forehead kissed. And gentlemen put, sometimes I feel good, and there are times where you are relaxing alone and you think about someone laying next to you. I still know that feeling. 34, a young lady put, 34, I love it, but I do need my late night butt rubs. That is such the amazing thing. The forehead kiss and the booty pops or the booty rubs, those are so comforting. So, men, if you don't do that, you need to start doing that to the woman you're with. because we like that. A young lady put, like, I'm free. Another young lady put, I feel fine. Miss K put, great, not settling for things that don't work because society says this is where I should be. And another young lady put, scary. Miss K, would you like to elaborate more on what you said, or...
What was my answer again?
Miss K. I done left the I'm trying to find the other question, so I'll be ready for the next question. But how do you feel? How do you feel to be your age and single?
Oh, I feel fantastic because I see how much time I wasted with people that really weren't a fit. And now I'm a better fit for me. You know, you have to be a better fit for yourself to know what's going to be a better fit for you and someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think only this experience could have taught me that. So
right.
Being away from all the distractions, because it's never been an issue for me to find low-hanging fruit. That's like the easiest thing to get.
I think everybody can get it. And sometimes you get the fruit that already fell.
Rotten.
So
let me just say.
Yeah,
let me,
you don't even know how long it's been
rotten,
down there.
The low-hanging fruit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never been an issue to get rotten low-hanging fruit. You know, being in this experience has basically taught me to value me more. You know, I was taking my worth for granted. And I was undervaluing myself by what I accepted. And so now I'm in a position that I'm okay. If I'm going to be by myself for the rest of my life, I'm fine with that. Because I'm not going to settle for rotten, low-hanging fruit.
I understand. Well, I received a text message, Ms. K, and it says, pick me. Vixen, we are about to bring you on.
Who's that?
Hello, Vixen. How are you?
Hello, ladies. Miss K, I am 100% with you on that one.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. When you say, oh, you're like myself, you're 50 plus and you're single, it's always like said with a negative connotation. There is nothing wrong with being whatever age you are and single.
Right.
Use that time to really enjoy, find someone worthy of you. Like you said, but I'm not knocking all the experiences that I've had. All they taught me was that that's not what I want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, not to devalue myself for,
right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with lying in the bed alone, either. There are many things you can do in the bed alone. There are other things that can come to you, and a blanket can keep you warm. So these are excuses about this and that. So there's nothing wrong with that. I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely.
You know, like when people say, you're single? You, how old are you? Yeah, I am what I am, and I'm single, and I'm happy.
No, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I will take this any day. Over going, like if somebody was to say, go back to 25 or live who you are now, live out your life, I'd be like, right now. There's no comparison. At 25, I was stupid. I was like, I accepted things I should have never accepted. And I tolerated things I should have never tolerated.
Oh, my
so,
God. We were just talking about that in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So I'll take 50 any day knowing what I know now. Opposed to being 25 and being
ignorant.
Let me tell you,
you have experience now, and having that experience will not allow you to go through certain things again. And if you go through those things again, that means you possibly did not learn the lesson that you're supposed to have learned. So now you're going to go through that again until you get it right.
Let me tell you something. There's two things when people say, I want to look at you and see your experience and learn from it. That would be the best. But some people, like they say, experience is the best test or the worst test, however you want to look at it. Because you experience it, the thing is to pass that test the first time. You understand? Oh, we were just talking about it in the car. All the things that we did for these brothers. And you know what? That, they were actually, that's a form of abuse. You know what I'm saying? Even though we were doing that's a kind of a form of abuse. You know, and we weren't where we are intellectually to realize, yo, wait a minute. But now, you know what I'm saying? Now we know. And I just wanted to say that because I felt that that needed to be said. Being single at whatever age should not be looked upon negatively.
Right. And if someone is looking upon it negatively, that's on them.
That's
because that doesn't mean that they're actually happy in their just because they're in a relationship doesn't mean that they're happy in that relationship.
Oh, my God.
So,
say it again.
You know, you cannot judge it just because, oh, well, I'm in a relationship. Oh, well, I'm married. Oh, well, I'm this. Oh, well, I'm that. Oh, I got a title. Hell, a car got a damn title. That don't mean the shit run. Just be mindful of what it is for you.
I had a cousin. Right. I was telling her just a couple of things, and I was like, she's like, what? But y'all look so happy. Okay. Because I knew how to front it off. Because I didn't want everybody in my business. I didn't want everybody judging me. So we step out. 100, as they say. But we got back to the house. I was negative 100.
And nobody would never know.
Nobody would ever know.
Well, I think I'm going to put you back on hold.
Yes, Vixen.
Okay.
I just want to, can I say this real quick? Because I know. Okay, so basically, I had somebody recently hit me up. And, you know, he was like, it's somebody from my past that I dealt with in my 20s. And from my 20s to now, he's not somebody I would consider anything with. But he was trying, you know, he was trying to see if the door was cracked. And I had to let him know. I was like, yo, back then, that was that low self-worth teaching. That ain't that now. That was that, you know, thinking that you was honest and I should believe you, coochie. Not now. That's not who this coochie is now. You know?
That's not, listen, let him know.
That ain't that situation now, buddy. So you can kick rocks with your head, cause
Yeah, a lot of people tend to surface back up. And I like the way you said that. Some of them try to test the waters to see, or test to see if the door is cracked, or if the blind is slightly open, see if they can peek through and see what's going on.
Yep.
But Vixen, we're gonna put you back on hold. I'm gonna answer the question.
All right,
you gotta play some music. We love you, Vixen. Okay, LSO, how does it feel to be your age and single? Sometimes it's not joyous. I would rather be in a relationship that's leading towards marriage. I do want to find or want to be found the rib to my Mr. Right for me. And yes, I say Mr. Right for me, and I want to say the perfect match for me, and perfect in the sense of he's my yin to my yang. He compliments me. I'm his rib. We just mesh, and it works for us. Not saying that he's perfect, because I don't think no one by far is perfect, but he's perfect light, and he's perfect enough for me. But this time, it does give me time to work on myself. Because sometimes how I show up may not have been how I wanted to present myself. So it gives me time to work on myself and enjoy doing me things, because the relationships that I have been in, they were long-term relationships. So with being in those relationships for a period of time, it was just me in that relationship. But I said I would not do that again. I'm not investing that much time in a relationship for it to go nowhere. My next relationship will be the relationship that's heading towards a marriage. If that's not what the person is about or want, then I'm not even going to get involved. I don't need to date. I don't need to court. I don't need a relationship. If you are not in the same mindset and in the same space of what it is I want, we don't even need to start anything, because the end result is not going to give me what it is that I want. If we're both already starting off on different paths, and I'm not trying to build a man or going to wait for him to decide, oh, well, maybe I do want a relationship like a year later. No. I need to know where you are right now for what you are planning for the future, to see if our future can be together or not. I'm not trying to date you or court you or whatever until you decide, oh, well, maybe I do want to be married, or, yeah, I like you. And no, we're not doing it. We need to start it right now and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to leave y'all with this question because, you know, I got to play music. What is/was the best phase in your single life? Don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
Said I ain't never made a wish, I made a plan. In and out of traffic, tryna stay up by the jam. I ain't tryna see the law, I already got the bars. Know some niggas want the bars, but they shaking in the can. Damn, I just wanna make it to the land. Moving, but I'm pacing, I'm improving on my patience. I'm just saying, look, I'ma be $1 million man. Heard that they be running with some sheep to get a lamb. Goddamn, look, go to business spot, stay hot. I'ma let them rock, building on the stock. Raise the stock, we gon' let it pop. I just got the drop, fire with a perfect shot. I work
work a lot, even when I'm not. I be on the clock, money, 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 get a dollar, you can holla. I be all up in the guala, said he's switching up my collar. Look, I be on the socials, but I never did the follow. I be feeling supernatural, so I'm living through my father, this the faculty. Got up in the building with the master key, open up these doors, give a fuck if niggas shacking me. I was in the classes, everybody was an absentee. I was seeing casualties, they was in the canopy. People always saying that they got me, it's a fantasy. Show me that you got me through your actions and we family. I've been feeling agony, think I know the recipe. Funny when your own fucking brother showing jealousy. Lying on my name and it's women that been telling me. Dreaming for the better while sleeping with the enemy. And we spoke about it, so this really double jeopardy. I grew up trying to follow you, now you gotta follow me. It is what it's gotta be, silence over honesty. Whack shit, maybe in the future it be comedy. I was trying to get it, my nigga, and then we split it. Say it but don't show it, don't tell me that you been proud of me. Even people close, I've been feeling they all doubting me. Either that, or niggas just got it out for me. Tell me that I'm paranoid, I tell you not enough. Got me watching on the cars, about to call on every bluff. Confidence is on a billion, you can see it in the strut. Just not confident with others, I ain't confident with trust, nah. Pop, pop, their moms into my pop fat. The block hot, but we all gave it a shot back.
Thank you. out, you hang over. Take out, you take over. Stay out and stay over. This party ain't over. My eyes are glazed over. Go out and go over. Come out and come over.
I keep sunny side up when I poach it. I funny guy right when I show. My money, my right, get loose, can't fight. So brother, keep the beats like a holster. Something in my soda. Something on the sofa. I came in when she came over. I'm laid out when she lay over.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Well, when we left y'all off, we left y'all off with the question, what was the best phase in your single life? Well, we had a gentleman, he put 19 to 23 years old. Everyone after that was cool, but stressed me out, LOL. And Ms. K put self-preservation. She said she had to call back into the thing. I don't know what happened with her. But so I'm just going to move on, and I'm going to answer. LSO, what was the best phase in your single life? And I put learning all the things I don't want and will not accept. When you have that opportunity to spend time with yourself, you learn a lot about yourself, and you also tend to learn, you also tend to know that you're not going to tolerate a whole lot of things. And you can't see that when you're in a relationship. You don't see that then. You only see that usually when you out, when you're out of the relationship. Ms. K, I just asked the question, what is the best phase? Ouch. I done hit the button and it went all the way down to the bottom. What is the best phase? What was the best phase in your single life?
What is the best phase?
What is or was?
Well, I think right now is the best phase because I've grown to a place to know that I'm more than enough and I don't need to be in a relationship to feel whole. Like, I'm whole. I'm enough. There's a but see, you know what? There's a difference in saying it but knowing it. A lot
and,
of us
and
say
experiencing
it
and sharing it.
Right. A lot of us say it but really don't mean it because we don't know what it actually means. But when you are forged by fire, when you're forged by fire, and you don't have anything else but you, that's when the true test comes, you know, because mm-hmm. everything else is a distraction until you can face yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at that space now where I'm, yeah, so I'm in that space now where I'm good with me, you know. I'm good. If I don't cook today, hey, I don't cook today. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. You know,
right.
if I didn't clean up today, I didn't clean up today. And, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. You know, when I get to it is when I get to it. If I cook today, great. If I don't, I'll cook tomorrow. But.
Look, I won't starve. Just know that.
Ain't nobody going to starve. That's one. And two, nobody can put me through more than what I put myself through.
Because
nobody's been harder on me than I've been on myself. And I've learned in this process to be kind, to be compassionate, to be understanding. And when you do that, those places where you felt you could not fix become movable.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it takes you to be kind to yourself to heal that fragmented place in your life.
And sometimes you need to be by yourself to get that full healing. Because we get
definitely.
So caught up in doing everything else that you don't allow yourself that time that you actually
mm-hmm.
need, because you rush out of one,
mm-hmm.
like my mom would say, you jump out the frying pan into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need that moment to relax, release, breathe, and move about accordingly. So that's
mm-hmm.
a good thing. Oh, excuse me. Now I'm belching. I went from hiccuping to belching. Oh, my gosh. This is too much, too much. The water is not helping. Okay, did your single phase prepare you to be a husband or wife? Well, we had a gentleman put nope, but the ex-wife phase death helped prepare me for the second go around. A young lady put yes. A young lady put no, but my observation of the internal and external relationships around me, along with the patience to not just settle, in quotes, did make me realize what I will and will not tolerate from a future potential husband. Another young lady, yes, I learned what I didn't want in a relationship. It prepared me for what I needed in a relationship. A gentleman put, if you are using that time to self-improve, yes. If you're doing all the things which have kept you single, no. And another gentleman put nope. So, Ms. K, did your single phase prepare you to be a husband or wife?
Good question. I think it has prepared me to be a wife. I do. But whether I am or I'm not is okay, you know. Whether I get married or not, it's okay. I'm all right with that. But what it did was it made me a better person for me. So I know that anybody that I'm with is going to get the best version of me than I could possibly be.
Right, because now you're seasoned, you know.
Right.
Back when we were younger, and I know I can speak for this for both of us. Back when we were younger, you had a little salt and pepper, maybe some hot sauce. But now we got some seasonings up in us, you know, so
we come in
right. So if y'all come in left, y'all can stay right where you are.
Yeah, you want to stay where you are. But even more than being seasoned, where I'm invested in myself.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Ooh,
good word. I'm invested.
With the seasoning.
Where?
With the sprinkles.
With the seasoning. Ooh.
The sprinkles.
Ooh. It's like if you get that fried lobster tail and you get that Old Bay and whoo, you know, like not just the seasoning but the investment. Like I'm truly invested in myself, and I'm talking about emotionally invested in myself, mentally invested in myself, where I can see things from perspectives that people who haven't invested in themselves, they can't even see it because they're not even vibrating on that frequency to see it.
You better get it right or get gone.
Let me tell you, the ebb and flow of love is talking tonight, buddy.
Get it. Don't stop. Get it. Get it. I'm sorry. I just had a moment, y'all. Okay, LSO, did your single face prepare you to be a wife? A wife.
Ooh.
I have a husband-wife because if you know.
A husband-wife?
You have to put it for the group, for the women, for the husbands, and the men for the wives or whoever. Did it prepare me to be a wife? And I would say watching my parents and my family that have and or had years invested in each other in a marriage, that prepared me to be a wife. And also in my previous relationships, because some of the things I did was wifely-fied, and that's a new word to add to the dictionary, wifely-fied. Because I seen my parents do it, or I saw it in other relationships around me from my family. And I realize now I will not do those same things again. I'm not playing house. I'm not playing wife. I'm not playing wifey. I'm doing none of those things. I'm going to stay in the position I am in to the relationship mature into the next part of the relationship that we're taking it, that we're going to. I'm not doing that ever again. So what is most surprisingly while being single? We had a young lady, she put how different it was then when she was last single to what it is now. And we had a gentleman put freedom. So Ms. K, what is most surprising while being single?
What is most surprising about being single? Okay, I guess what's most surprising about being single and being out here is that I don't get any attention out here, which is interesting for me. Not saying, like, I'm drop-dead gorgeous or anything like that, but I don't get any attention. So it was like, wow, I'm not even
seen
being hit on by anybody. Like, I'm not being hit on by. It's like I'm truly cloaked. I have to be cloaked because it's like they're not seeing my face. They're not seeing, you know, the way I'm shaped. They're not seeing anything. Like, nobody's seeing anything. Nobody ain't trying to check at all.
Or
like,
maybe
huh.
Because you could be intimidating to people.
Well, that could be it, too. You know, that could be a suit.
And
you're not an average height.
So, you know, that may be intimidating as well. Whereas you have short men love to climb women with height. So, it could be a variation of things. Because sometimes I say the same thing. I was like, all this beauty right here and nobody say nothing? Come on.
Right.
Just not a walking billboard and y'all just going not read what the billboard says.
Right.
But, yeah, I truly understand you.
And don't get me wrong. On social media, I get a lot of attention on social media. But a lot of it is trash. It's like, I'm not not wasting my time with any of the stuff that's being thrown at me. You know, a lot of times it's just, you know,
garbage.
They're eggplants. Look at my eggplants.
Tax preparer would say, I mean, not my tax preparer, my tax instructor, he'd be like, garbage. This is garbage.
you know, because honestly, it's like once you show me your eggplant, then what else is there? Like, okay, I saw it.
Let me imagine what it is. Like, wear gray sweatpants so I can peek and see and not see. But if you want to put it out there, and I'm looking at it, and it's not to my liking initially, you can be the best person or you could be the right fit for me. But you just messed me up right there because that's totally, you just disrespected my eyes.
Listen.
I'll never forget.
I just.
Somebody has said
I just blocked
to me,
somebody.
This guy, he said, I want to show you something. So I'm like, okay, what are you showing me? You know, cool. What are you showing me? And I wasn't even thinking on that level of what anything. I didn't know what he was showing me. So next thing you know, I get a picture, and the first thing I noticed, I was like, your knee's ashy. Forget about your ding-a-dong, what it looked like. I'm like, you ashy. You didn't oil your skin? I was like, so I took the picture, and I sent the picture back, and I put return this in. I'm like, next time... First of all, don't send me pictures like that unless I ask for it or we cool like
ask
that.
Ask for it, right.
That's number one. And number two, when you send me pictures like that, that needs to be looking pretty. It needs to be all dolled up, put it in a tuxedo, everything.
I'm telling you.
You know, it needs
Thank
to be like,
you.
Damn, I'm here.
It needs to be shined up, like glowing. Glittering.
I didn't even care that it was a big thingy. You were ashy, so that's what I saw first. So I didn't even want to look at it, and why I sent it back? We turned to send it back.
If I'm not mistaken, is this the same person that wanted to send me a picture? Because you know we just see, that's the thing. Y'all gotta right. See, you gotta understand something. Just like guys talk, we talk too, right?
Yes.
So. And if this person is a friend of ours, we're going to talk about you like a dog.
Yep.
And honestly,
but
speaking,
it is not nothing I didn't say to him.
No, I
said it
that.
To him. I was like,
But it's not even that. Like, so now you put yourself in a position. First of all, if you send that picture to my cousin and then you want to send it to me, I'm already disgusted. Because something like that is
And if you was to get a different picture, you want to see the picture that I saw, so you can really be disgusted.
No. If I would have saw him with his eggplant and ashy knees, I would have returned to send it too.
Now you get a twofold, damn it. Okay, Elizo, what is most surprising while being single? That, you know, most surprising for me is that I've been single for so long. Because all of my relationships, you know, I have been in long-term relationships with people. So for me to be single for this length of time, it's like, wow, nobody looking at me. Y'all so-and-so. But, you know, I'm not accepting a courtship. I said this before. I'm not accepting a courtship, boyfriend for companion, hump partner. I'm taking the necessary steps for a husband. And if that's not what I can't have, then I don't want anything. I don't want a fuck mate. I don't want any of that. If you're not a potential for my husband, we're not doing anything. So we don't even need to court. We don't need to date. We don't need to go out. We don't need to do anything. My next relationship is leading towards marriage, period. And if that's not what the person wants, then ta-da-da, watch this, Houdini, poof. Okay, how do you spend your time while singing? Well, a gentleman, he put, for me, I just work, home, relax. I sometimes go to events, but mostly I'm home catching up on shows and movies. It can get boring, so no, I'm not always happy, but I don't put myself out there as I used to. A young lady put, it's mostly a work and home routine for me. There are times when I enjoy it. There are times when I enjoy it, but I do miss being in a relationship. So, Ms. K, how do you spend your time while being single? And do you enjoy that time?
I I work out now because, like I said, I'm invested. So I'm where I realize that in a place, if I'm really going to be invested, I have to invest in those areas where I find myself the weakest. And exercising, I would love to get exercise and endurance sex because that's like what better exercise is there? Like at least you know it's instant gratification, but being that that's not happening,
you get two fours and three fours and four
fours. I'm telling you, thank you, and you get hopefully get a little sweat out of it and you get to work out in. But being that that's not happening, I have to find another way to invest in myself. And I'm the type I like going to a gym. You know, I'm not the one who. It's hard for me to work out at home, and I have to change that mindset and be like, yo, even if you don't like working out at home, you got to do some basic stuff like every day. Like every day you get up and you do something, you know, you show yourself that you're invested in yourself.
Right.
So working out is something that, you know, I've always been intimidated by yoga, so I'm starting to
me too.
Ease into
but
that.
I've done.
I'm very intimidated.
I've done some yoga unbeknownst to me. Like when I went for my friend's birthday, I went. We went to a spa, and I was telling the masseuse that my hip was hurting, and she did a stretch. Well, she had me do a stretch. And she was like, that's a yoga position. I was like, this right here? I was like, oh, shit, I'm doing yoga. I was excited. But that stretch really, and I didn't even know I can do that. Well, not saying I didn't know I can do that. I never put myself in that position to actually stretch that way. I was like, oh, cool. So, okay. I feel you, Miss K. LSO, how do you spend your time while single, and do you enjoy that time? I write, I travel. Well, I haven't been traveling much because, you know, the past year. I go out. Now I'm going out a little bit more, but I rush back home because I love being in the house. Networking, and for the most part, as of now, that's, you know, within the past year, year and a half, you know, just staying at home, chilling and relaxing and spending time with my family when I can. And again, like I said, this weekend I spent time with my family and it was so much needed. I really just missed the hugs from my family, how we greet each other, just look at each other over. It was like, this is what you look like. Oh, my gosh. And do I enjoy that time? I very much so enjoy that time. Okay, what is the best and worst advice you have received while single? We had a gentleman put none, didn't listen. So, Ms. K, what is the best and worst advice you received while being single?
Oh, that I'm going to die alone with some cats.
Damn.
I was actually told that. It wasn't even advice. It was just, yeah.
Something
gonna
they said
alone
to you.
Some cats. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay, we're going to move right on along with
it.
Damn, you could be sitting on a porch drinking lemonade.
No, it was a bitter Kyle. You know, we have the Karen, and then you have the bitter Kyle. So a bitter Kyle told me that.
Okay, well, LSO.
Like that doesn't mean anything to me.
Let it run right on off. What is the best and worst advice I received while being single? Don't settle, and what's for me will always be for me. Just that simple.
Absolutely.
Now, this next one is kind of trickery. Do you think your independence is why you are single? Well, gentlemen put the looking eyes, and Ms. K put, no, I have not met anyone as mature or with the same goals. And a young lady put, absolutely, my mate started to drift away when I gained independence. When I was a housewife, things were fine. When I went back to work, even though I still did the same things as far as the household, the relationship began to change, deteriorate. Wow. So, Ms. K, you care to elaborate more on what you said, or are you good with what you said?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean.
Okay. Well, I'll answer. Do you think your independence is why you are single, LSO? Why, no, I don't. My independence taught me what I do not want and or will not accept. And some people, mm-hmm. that's too much for them. So, and my independence is because I had to be. So, if I can relinquish that independence, I most definitely will. And just sit back and enjoy something, you know, for a little bit. I would most definitely, if I can trust you. Because for me to relinquish all of that to you, I have to wholeheartedly trust you because I'm giving up my whole self to allow you to be and do whatever. So I would most definitely give it up if I had someone that was supportive.
In the best interest of us. And people need to realize that submission is not just a one, it's not just a one thing.
One-sided.
You would submit on different, but not only one-sided, but you submit in different areas.
On different levels
If you want somebody on different levels, right. Just because I might submit to you and allow you to pay bills does not mean I'm submitted to you mentally and emotionally. You know, so I think
people get that twisted. All different things.
Right, they're all different things. So there's different types of submission, and I think a lot of guys get confused with cooking and cleaning when
and women as well.
Listen, women
now,
and the providing.
Does
and,
your independence make you intimidating to others? Well, we had a young lady, she put yes, but only if they are not secure in their own right. Another young lady put no. And a gentleman, he put, like, whatever. So, Ms. K, does your independence make you intimidating to others?
I think it has, but I also think that my independence also brings forth opportunities.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think because I know I'm independent and I know, and once they get to know me, they see that I hold things down. I make sure that my house is straight, my bills are paid. And they know that I'm reliable. I keep my word. You know, my word is my bond. That was, you know, Brooklyn and Brownsville. Never will. Like, so, you know, there's morals and there's a code that I do live by in terms of having respect and integrity and honor and loyalty and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think it is intimidating, but it still breeds opportunists.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. LSO, does your independence make you intimidating to others? Yes, very much so. And I've been told this as well from a couple of men. And I said, you just proved the point that you are not for me. Because if little old me, and yes, little in quotation marks, and very sarcastically, can intimidate you, then we are not in the same, like, I'm in a library and you on a golf course collecting the balls because you're not even playing golf. You're collecting the balls that went every which way but the right way. So, now, last question for this evening. Would you relocate to a place where you didn't have any family or friends? Well, we had a gentleman put, no, not necessarily, but I wouldn't mind starting over. A young lady put, yes, why not? A gentleman pointing to his head. Young lady put, yep. A gentleman put, yes, fresh start, can truly reinvent myself and no one would know my past. And another gentleman put, as long as you're making the bread and you have a proper exit plan, I'm gone. So, Ms. Kang, would you relocate where you don't have any family or friends?
I already did. I'm living it now.
And
I'm
how do you like
it now?
That?
Trust me. It's been a challenge. It's been a challenge. I mean, you know, it's been more of a benefit than a detriment. So I'll say that. You know, when it came down to working on myself and figuring me out and being more loving and kind and empathetic with me, it's been very beneficial.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I hear
you. Know, growth is painful. Growth is painful.
But it also reaps good harvests as well.
Absolutely, but it's still painful. So
yeah,
you know, if you're going, well, I mean, what most of us have to go through in order to grow, whether it's mentally, emotionally, even physically, it can be painful. But
Yeah, as long as you keep your eyes on the prize and your end result is what you expected, then there you go.
Alesso,
would you relocate to a place where you don't have any family or friends? Yep, absolutely. I'm actually ready to relocate now. I don't know where I'm going, but I am so ready to just start afresh. New York, I love New York, but I think I've outgrown New York now. I'm tired of all the rigmarole and everything. I'm ready to settle, be accomplished, settle, and just chill and just enjoy, you know, my labors, the fruits of my labor, because I've been working since I was 12 years old. Or was it 11? Either 11 or 12. I think it was 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just enjoy the benefits of all of that time I've put in working and just chill. That's what I want. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to bring this to the closing of the evening, next week we probably will not be on because that's Memorial Day. But I'll discuss it with Ms. K and see what she says. I'm not sure what I'm doing. I'm not sure what she's doing. But we'll discuss it and see what we can come up for you. I want to say happy birthday to Karen, Hershey, Jack Jones, Tony, Regina, Val, Vaughn, Pippi, and happy anniversary to the Lawless Radio, the actual umbrella Lawless. I forgot how many years, but on May 15th, put some years in. Also coming up June, is either 11th or the 13th. I can't remember. Come on now. This is something I'm supposed to remember, actually. It's June. It's either 11th or the 13th, but I'll figure it out. It's the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show birthday. So, Ms. K, we got to get on and how we celebrate and what we doing. We celebrate in the Monday before and or the Monday after. What we doing, because, you know, we got to get it in, get it in, get it in, get it in, get it in. we want to send our condolences to the Black lives we lost and also to those who lost loved ones this week. Well, the end of last week and beginning of this week, we send in condolences to Jay Brody and TL, the actual manager of the Lawless Radio. Both of them lost their fathers. So condolences to you. We send in our hugs and warm hearts, you know. It's not easy, but you'll get through it the best way you can. Thank you to our essential workers and our frontliners in the military. We thank each and every one of you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to the LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. Everyone, LSO added bathrobes to her merchandise. Oh, wait till you see them. Oh, I'm so excited about it. You know, LSO is always trying to invent something new or create something new and adding and trying to find things that people are going to like and love. And I have done just that. Also, LSO is hosting a pop-up shop on June 13th at the Creative Square Studios, BK. It's CSSBK. It's at 154 Utica Avenue. We have the vendors that we have. It's LSO, Love Winks, the T-shirt plug, Kita's Beauty Bar, Sasha Sweet Kitchen, Matia Inc., Swag, Goodio, B Butters Creation, Telltales of a Speak Language Pathologist, Tracy Lind. And we also have a table for gently used items, so you get the opportunity to get practically brand new stuff at a very, very discounted price. So you may want to come out and do some shopping. Don't forget to tell us when it's your birthday so you can get an LSO shout out on your special day. And even if it's not your birthday, if it's something you're celebrating, reach out to us and don't be shy. Feel free to let us know. Miss Kay, what would you like to say this evening?
I would love to say thank you for once again honoring us and having us and spending your time with us. We greatly appreciate you. We do love you. Just know that you can always reach out to us. We would definitely make ourselves available to you. I'm working on this project, and this project is so fire. Queen, let's fix your crown. You know, and it goes out to women that just want to have better relationships with themselves and ultimately have better relationships with men. But you have to work on you first to have the type of relationship you want to have with a significant other. So I'm really proud of this one, and it's going to be a four-week intensive. The intensive is free. You will have to pay for materials, which aren't going to be expensive at all. So it's going to go down. I figure in about a month I should have everything together the way I need it, and I'll keep you posted.
Okay. I'm excited. Okay. Listen, y'all, we all got to participate, and we're going to get it popping and rocking out with Miss Kay, see where she's going to take us, how she's going to level us up. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you're in the group, you can go in and leave a comment. They do reach back out to you. Let's show our support for one another. LSO have calendars. Well, she have maybe like one or two 2021 calendars. Listen, you want that calendar. She have playing cards, whips, paddles, robes. Those are some of the new items she put in her merchandise. If you want anything from LSO and you want it autographed, you can only get it autographed at my website, which is Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com. That's TREATS, the letter NTHINGS, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. You can also order Miss K book at kshep-sff.com. That's kshep-sff.com. And closing for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. You just don't know how much it means to us to come to you each and every Monday night with the shenanigans and with the seriousness and just coming to you and giving of ourselves 2 hours to be with you. And we're glad that you reciprocate and do the same thing. Give us of yourself 2 hours to be with us. Just know that we greatly appreciate the time that you spend with us, and we take nothing for granted. We hope that you continue on this journey with us, and we enlighten and strengthen you in every conversation in full transparency. We hope that you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left y'all with something to think about on the topic single and sex in the city. Check yourself. A lot of times we forget to check ourselves, so start checking yourself a little bit more often, because when you check yourself and somebody brings something to your attention, you'll be like, oh, I already fixed that because I checked myself last week on that one. Boop. We hope you had an amazing weekend. This weekend it was nice and hot. So I hope you got out there and caught some vitamin D because the sun was most definitely blessing the world. I hope you are living in your moment because that's all we have. We have our right now with the possibility of tomorrow because nothing is guaranteed because that it's not guaranteed for us to have. But if we have our tomorrow, then it's going to be our, then we can live in that moment. But right now we can't gauge that because we don't know what's in store for us. Just know, Being single does not mean you're lonely or alone. This may be your time to regroup, refocus, rebrand, and or work on yourself. And enjoy this time getting to know yourself and growing. Some people need to be by themselves for a moment because they may have been too much in a relationship and they can't get themselves situated in a relationship because it's too much of a distraction. So they need to be single in the moment to get themselves prepared. So while you're doing that, continue loving on yourself with self-preservation, as we all deserve it on purpose. Step into your greatness. It is waiting for you to make the first move. So what we have taken days, months, years, that's okay. You have your right now to plant your seeds for success and begin your harvest. Speak things into the atmosphere and look to self for look to self to manifest what's for you through God's grace and mercy. Now is the time. Set yourself up for your greatness, not anybody else's but yours, because you deserve. Have your now. Enjoy your now. Bask in your now. Thrive in your purpose. Create goals that are attainable and do it within your time, and so you can put your mark on the world. You can leave your legend behind. Begin creating habits which transition into a routine, then you will reap the great benefits for a lifetime. It's an overall lifestyle change. Go at your pace. It only requires you to take a step, or even a little small step in the right direction. Don't forget to look in the mirror every day and embrace your highs and lows. Tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself a powerful message and give yourself an affirmation for the day and walk in it. Learn to love yourself even with your visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make you who you are today. There is more of you to come, so be prepared to share some of you with the world. Cherish those gems as they are added to your crown. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. That should make you smile each and every day, just knowing that. As Soldier of Love would say, he'll say, live in the moment. And his hashtag is choose love always. Your approval is all that is needed. So stop looking to others to big you up or deny or tell you it's a yes or it's a go. Your approval is all that is needed for you to make the next move. Step out on faith. Dive head first if necessary. Pun intended. Live life to your best without hesitation or regrets. You deserve it. Make your journey in life a magnificent one. Stop grumbling and complaining and start praying and praising. Stop worrying about what you don't have and start rejoicing in what you do have. You have more than most people and you don't even know it. This is your journey to travel, and sometimes you have to travel alone. And in traveling alone, know that God is with you always. Be the reason for your smile, and because smiling is contagious, be the reason someone else's smile too. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every single moment of your life. Stop looking to others to narrate your life story. You are enough. Trust me, you really are. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some people went the whole day today and no one told them they loved them, liked them, indifferent, or whatever the case may be. But you know what? Miss K and LSO, we love you. And we don't have to know you to love you. The same way people can hate each other for no reason, we are loving you for no reason. And we know that you love us too, because if y'all didn't, y'all wouldn't be on a line listening with us. So we know, just know we're sending you a warm, fuzzy hug through the radio. Ms. K and LSO and Ms. K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. We invite you to continue on our radio journey and join the ride each and every Monday night. Don't forget to pay it forward. Your candle will not dull by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. We can all shine brightly and in no competition with each other. Enjoy every day. Be safe. If God's will, we'll talk to you the week after next. We haven't decided what we're doing for Memorial Day. And just because the world is on lockdown and beginning to open up does not mean God has locked you out and he's still keeping you up. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey and love yourself organically. Ms. K, your hashtag?
My hashtag is authentically rich and self-love.
Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.